Galnet News, 4th of October, 3302. We read the news so you don't have to. In this week's news, handbags at dawn in the Empire. Another clue for the Formidine Rift. The Martian Relic. What on Mars is it? Handbags at dawn in the Empire. It was comedy hour in Achenar this week, as a private meeting between Princess Aisling Duval and former Senator Cathina Loren was broadcast live to the basking lizard people of the Empire. In the exchange, Duval accused Loren of attempted murder, and Loren retorted that if she'd wanted to kill Admiral Petraeus, she would have succeeded. She also noted that she despised the Admiral. Loren went on to describe Duval's stupid blue wig as a stupid wig, which suggests that she may be colourblind. Another clue for the Formidine Rift. Another clue has been revealed about where to find the Formidine Rift. We already know to look on the line through Riort to Reed Quat and beyond, that it's likely to be near the Heart and Soul Nebulae and in the EAFOTS sector. The latest decoded message from Rebecca Weston's Cobra in the Tionisla Orbital Graveyard reads, "The Vain Queen rides a giraffe that remembers her daughter's hero." As everyone will immediately realise, this can only possibly refer to the Vain Queen Cassiopeia, her daughter Andromeda, her daughter's rescuer Perseus, and a giraffe. By an amazing coincidence, the four stellar constellations off those names are all grouped together, pretty much in the area of sky where can be found the EAFOTS sector, the Heart and Soul Nebulae, and through which passes the Riort-Reed Quat line. It's almost like someone is getting impatient. We haven't worked it out yet. The Martian Relic. What on Mars is it? The Martian Relic is a very, very small object, discovered beneath the surface of Mars in 2280. We know nothing about it, other than that it exists, because the federal government decided that it was so important that they should look after it for us. It is possible that it was left on Mars by aliens. One theory states that it is a stage set left behind by a Thargoid heavy metal band touring the galaxy more than 1,000 years ago, and that it was supposed to be an 18-foot-tall black monolith, but they somehow got the dimensions wrong. And that's this week's Galnet News. We read the news so you don't have to.